Thank you for the privilege of shepherding your children at this church.
我愿意赞美神，也谢谢大家给我这么一个机会，在教会里头做这些青少年儿童的牧羊人。
I love God's calling in my life to be their pastor and friend to the youth because we have the most awesome youth group at this church.
心里头充满喜乐，能为成为这下一代的牧人，因为我们的青少年的确相当。
At times, it feels like I'm a second mother to several hundred kids, but I can send them home at the end of the day.
有的时候，我心里头觉得好像是这一百多个孩子的第二个母亲，晚上我可以把他们送回他们的家。
So motherhood changes everything.
所以做母亲的确会改变许多的事情。
Life is never the same again.
生命再也不一样了。
Once they're born, they're stuck with us.
当出生了之后，我们就要继续不断地照顾他们。
But we as parents also find ourselves changing with every additional baby.
我们发现做父母的也跟着第二个孩子、第三个孩子而带了很多其他的改变。
Here's what can happen with the first baby to the third baby.
那么从第一个孩子、第二个孩子到第三个孩子大概的情况是这样子的。
In terms of preparing for their arrival,
我们在预备他们的诞生的时候
with the first baby, we study that baby name book in search of the best combination.
第一个孩子要出生之前我们很仔细地去查考这些书籍怎么样子选一个最好的名字。
And all the newborn baby clothes is pre-washed separately and color-coded and neatly folded in the drawers.
所有婴儿将来要穿的衣服都分别的把它分出来洗干净折了干干折了好好的颜色什么都配得恰到好处。
With baby number two, we just throw the clothes in with the rest of the family laundry.
第二个 baby 的话我们都把他的衣服跟大人的衣服混在一起一起洗。
For the third baby, well, hey, it's a boy. Well, he can wear pink. Adversity builds character.
第三个孩子长大的时候也许是大姐姐的一件混粉红色的衣服有什么大不了小男孩也可以穿粉红的衣服这个在逆境之中成长能够造就他的那个性格。
Well, regarding parental protective instincts, with baby number one, we sterilize everything and we pick up the baby as soon as we hear a whimper.
我们做父母的那个天生的保护的心态，第一个 baby 出生的时候，我们非常非常的小心，即使他就是稍微有一点点不高兴、不耐烦，我们很快的就把他抱起来，他所有用的东西我们都清得干干净净。
With baby number two, we rinse off the visible dirt and then go tend to the baby's crying when it threatens to wake up our firstborn.
第二个 baby 的时候，如果东西掉在地上，我们只把那个看得到的这个脏的地方用水冲一冲，可以继续吃。如果小孩子哭，这第二个哭的话，除非他会把老大给哭醒了，我们不会去抱他。
With baby number three, the 5-second rule applies to anything that drops, and we teach our 3-year-old how to rewind the automatic mechanical swing.
那么第三个孩子的话就更不像样了。如果东西吃的东西掉在地上，我们有一个5秒钟的一个规则，在5秒钟之内把它拿起来，一定不会脏。我们甚至于教3岁的孩子怎么样子去。为这个机械的一个玩具上链。
And then, in terms of if we get a chance to go out, baby number one, the first time we leave the baby with a sitter, we call home 5 times.
第一个 baby, 我们晚上要出门把 baby 交给看孩子的助手的时候，我们在外头会打电话回家，至少打5次。
With baby number two, we wonder if the baby is crying, but that helps us to resist the urge to call home.
第二个孩子，我们把他留在家的时候，我们会想到他是不是在哭，但是我们会拒绝打电话回家。
By baby number three, we leave instructions with the babysitter to call us only if they see blood.
第三个婴儿，我们把他留在家的时候，我们特别的告诉照顾婴儿的那个助手，除非这个婴儿他流血了，不要打电话。
Yes, the task of raising God's children is indeed an adventure, a privilege, and a calling.
的确，照顾小孩子长大是一个充满了冒险泛滥的一个经历。
In the words of a MasterCard commercial, it's priceless.
就好像这个 MasterCard 这个信用卡上的一个广告，的确是无价之宝。
Their childhood can really pass us like a blink of the eye.
那么他们小孩子长大的这个过程，的确是转眼之间就变成过去了。
And today we celebrate Mother's Day and honor our mothers.
今天我们庆贺母亲节，来荣耀我们做母亲的。
We also seek the Lord's grace and seize the opportunity to raise the next generation with some renewed hope and joy, purpose and comfort.
我们也特别祈求神的一个恩典，让我们带着一个喜乐，带了一个对未来的盼望，来继续的教养我们的下一代。
When we think of our mothers, we know exactly what she's thinking because she says it loud and clear.
我们想到做母亲的，我们可以记得许许多多的话，因为做母亲的常常心里有什么就把话讲出来。
The things that are most important, the things that are on her heart, she says it over and over again.
那么做母亲她认为重要的事情，她往往会一次再一次的来向你诉说。
So do these words sound familiar?
所以这些话你也许非常的熟悉。
Call home when you arrive, call home. If you're running late, call home.
他说，如果你到了这个城的时候，给我打一个电话。如果你回家晚的时候，给我打一个电话。打电话。
Listen to my instructions. Listen to my reasons. Listen to me.
听我讲话，听我的吩咐，听我的这个道理，要听我讲话。
Respect the authority. Don't talk back to your mother. Respect the rules. Respect me.
要尊重做长辈的，不要跟你的妈妈还嘴，你要尊重。
I don't care what everyone else is doing. I only care what you're doing.
我不管别人所做的事情，我只关心你所要做的。
If everyone jumped off a cliff, would you do that too?
如果别人跳下悬崖，你也会跳下悬崖吗？
Think before you act. Think before you speak. Think.
你在行动之前要思考，你要说话之前要思考，你要思考。
Eat your breakfast. Eat your vitamins. Eat your veggies. Eat.
你要吃早饭，你要吃青菜，你要吃维他命，你要吃。
Let's thank God. Let's pray for Dad's job. Let's pray about your doubts. Let's pray.
我们感谢神，我们为你父亲的工作祷告。我们要为你自己祷告，我们一定要祷告。
But of course, our favorite words are, I love you, I'm proud of you, I really like you, I love you, I love you.
当然我们最喜欢说的话就是我爱你，我很为你骄傲，我真正的爱你，我的的确确的爱你。
These repetitions from our moms can shape us and bless us long after we grow up and are out of the home.
即使我们离开了家很长的时间，母亲那些长久叮咛的话语来塑造我们的性格，来对我们带来祝福。
They remind us of all the love and care that our parents and the Lord gives us.
提醒我们许许多多，从父母那里得来的爱。
Please turn with me in your Bibles to Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 to 20.
请大家翻到马可福音第28章第18节到20节。
To be reminded of the Lord's care and love towards us.
我们可以被主的话来提醒我们他对我们的爱。
Let's read in English first, then in Chinese.
我们先用英文来读，再用中文。
Read with me. Then Jesus came to them and said, All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age.
我们再来用中文一起来读马太福音二十八章十八节，耶稣近前来对他们说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的 都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
You may wonder why, Pastor Sandy, of all the passages in the Bible, do you select this scripture, the Great Commission, to talk on Mother's Day?
你也许会问，为什么那么多的经文在母亲节你却要选这一段经文？
It's not mission conference, is it?
我们也不是差传联会。
Even when I considered other more traditional Mother's Day texts, the Lord kept His spotlight here.
即使在我考虑到许许多多很典型的母亲节的一些经文的时候，但是神总是把他的那个聚光灯照在这里。
Over the past year, I've read many scriptures, but something here caught my attention.
在过去一年里头，查考了许多的经文，发现这一个信息是神对我的一个特别的信息。
I noticed something that was so important on the heart of God that He spoke it over and over again to His people.
我注意到有一件事情在神的心里头看到是那样子的重要，所以他一次又一次的对他的子民有这样的交代。
And this is the promise that illuminated over and over again. I am with you always.
这就是神一次又一次的向他的子民应许，我就与你同在。
The Lord spoke it time and time again to all His people, I will be with you.
神一次又一次地对他子民说，我要与你们同在。
Do not be afraid, for I am with you.
不要惧怕，因为我要与你们同在。
Whether I was reading about the Lord making a covenant with Abraham in Genesis 15,
在创世纪十五章，我们看到这个神与亚伯拉罕订约的时候所说的话。
Or when the Lord was speaking to Isaac amidst the Philistines in Genesis 26.
在创世纪二十六章里头，我们看到神和以撒在面对非利士人的时候一段谈话。
Or the Lord calling Moses to face Pharaoh for deliverance of for Egypt in Exodus throughout Exodus.
在出埃及记第三章的时候，我们看到神在摩西面对法老要带以色列人出埃及的时候的一段谈话。
Or the Lord empowering Joshua to conquest and enter into the promised land in Joshua 1.
我们看到约书亚书第一章，看到神怎么样子来授权给约书亚，要他能够带这些子民到这些应许之地。
Or the Lord equipping Isaiah, the prophet in exile and captivity in Isaiah most of the book.
在以赛亚书41章，我们也看到神怎么样子来预备这个先知以赛亚，要这些以色列民就要被放逐、被俘虏的之前。
Or the Lord calling the prophet Jeremiah before the Babylonians in the book of Jeremiah.
我们看到耶利米书里头，神在耶利米先知即将被以色列人被掳落到巴比伦人那边去的之前一段谈话。
Or Jesus speaking to his disciples after the death and resurrection in Matthew 28.
在马太福音28章，我们看到耶稣死亡复活之后对他的门徒的一段谈话。
And many more reminders in the Psalms to the nation of Israel, to the prophets, to the early church.
还有许许多多在诗篇里头，或者是神对以色列人对这些先知、对早期的教会的一些话语。
I especially enjoy the words to Jeremiah in Jeremiah chapter 1.
我特别的喜欢神对这个耶利米所启示的这一段经文，耶利米书第一章4节到8节。
Which is so empowering to young people. It says, "The word of the Lord came to me, saying, 'Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart.'" I appointed you as a prophet to the nations.
这是对年轻人是有那样子的一个鼓励。耶利米说，耶和华的话临到我说，我未将你造在腹中，我已晓得你，你未出母胎，我已分别你为圣，我已派你做列国的先知。我就说，主耶和华，我不知怎样说，因为我是年幼的。
Ah, Sovereign Lord, I said, I do not know how to speak. I am only a child.
Yeah. 我就说，主耶和华，我不知怎样说，因为我是年幼的。
But the Lord said to me, Do not say, I am only a child. you must go to everyone I send you to and say whatever I command you.
耶和华对我说, 你不要说我是年幼的, 因为我差遣你, 到谁那里去, 你就要去, 我吩咐你说什么话, 你就要说。
Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you and will rescue you, declares the Lord.
你不要惧怕他们, 因为我与你同在, 要拯救你, 这是耶和华说的。
Especially in the greatest times of need, God reassured his people of his real and constant presence.
特别是在那些真正有需要的那个时刻, 神常常用他这样子的话语来安慰、来保护他的子民。
From Genesis to the end of Revelations, I am with you, I am coming again soon.
从创世纪到最后的那个启示录, 我们看到神一再地说, 我与你们同在。 我即将要来。
In times of change, in times of crisis, in times of enemies, I am with you.
在呼召的那个时刻, 在与生死相关的一个时刻, 在我们被迫害的时刻。
In times of calling, in times of death, in times of persecution, I am with you.
那么在这个呼召的时刻, 在这个生死相关的时刻, 在这个受迫害的那个时刻, 我与你们同在。
In times of new lands, or new babies, or new burdens to carry, I am with you.
在我们有了一片新地, 在我们有一个新的婴儿, 在我们有一个新的负担的时候, 神说, 我与你同在。
And this promise assures us and affirms us when we are young in age or young in faith, and comforts us when we're older and frazzled in life.
这些话语不单单对年轻的、在信心上年轻的人带来莫大的肯定和应许，即使对那些年老的、疲惫不堪的，也带来无比的一种安慰。
God says, "I am with you always."
神说，我与你永永远远的同在。
Now the context of Matthew 28, this is very familiar to us.
在马太福音28章的那个背景里头来看，我们非常的熟悉。
It all happened so suddenly and so quickly, and it was horrible. Their leader Jesus was arrested.
我们看到那些事情的发生急转直下，他们的领袖耶稣被逮捕。
Then the disciples deserted him and fled, hiding in fear for their own lives.
那么这些做门徒的到处躲避。
Then Jesus is beaten, crucified on a cross, and then buried and sealed at a guarded tomb.
他们看到耶稣被打、被钉、被葬到坟墓里头。
The women then bring true reports of an empty tomb and a risen Savior that they saw.
是那个妇人第一个把那个空墓穴、这个救主复活的那个信息带回来。
Then the guards circulate false reports of a stolen body.
我们也看到那个看管那个墓地的那些兵丁，他们四处的散播谣言，说这些门徒把基督的身体偷掉。
And this is the experience of the disciples. They are confused and shaken.
这是一个让大家非常的惶恐、非常的震惊的一个时刻。
And then they go to Galilee as Jesus had told them to do before.
这些门徒 回到加利利, 就好像耶稣所指示他们要回加利利地。
So what did the disciples think? Plan A has failed. Time to move on. Party is over. Job is done.
这些门徒心里会怎么想呢? 神的第一个计划已经失败了，应该是遣散回家了。那么这一个筵席已经结束了，工作已经结束了。
But Jesus came to them and let them know there is no plan B. The party is just starting, and the job for you is now beginning.
然而耶稣却回来找到他们，告诉他们：“我没有第二个计划，这个筵席才刚刚开始，这个工作才刚刚开始。” With
all their personal faults and failures and weaknesses, this motley crew of 11 unimpressive disciples would be vital in plan A.
这些是门徒带着软弱，带着失败。 这11位似乎不非常的吸引人的一个杂牌军，却是神把计划托付给他们的一群。
But this is what works. Jesus empowers them to become leaders of impact and puts them in charge to change the world.
这确实主耶稣基督借着这个情况把这个托付交给这些门徒让他们能够成为一个有影响力的一个领袖让他们来主管这个改变世界的一个工作。
On the surface, I think this is an awful plan.
从表面上来看，这个计划似乎非常的糟糕。It's
doomed to fail.
似乎是必定失败的。What
a motley crew.
这么一个杂牌的军。That
God so loved the world.
神爱世人。That
he would send his one and only son.
他把他的独生子赐给他们。That
those who believe in him would not perish but have eternal life.
叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
And then after his resurrection, he would go back to heaven.
然后他复活之后就回到天上去了。Then
he would leave it up to this group who deny him and desert him.
把他这个大使命交给这么一群否认他、背弃他的这些杂牌军。To
go to Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth.
要让他们去耶路撒冷、犹大、撒玛利亚。 到地的地级
What an awful plan.
似乎是一个非常不像样的计划。
Are you serious? You could trust them with this job?
你没有开玩笑吧。
What if they decide to be politically correct?
如果他们觉得采取一个当时社会政治所认为的一个正确的表态。
Let's avoid persecution and let's avoid offending all the ungodly.
他们可以避免那些迫害，可以避免去面对那些不属神的。
To focus on our careers and advancing our own portfolio.
让他们非常的专心在他们自己的事业，专心去发展自己的一些打算。
Let's go back to Galilee to go fishing.
然后回到加利利，就回到我们打鱼的本行。
How can a plan that depends on them work?
那么一个靠着他们的这么一个大计划怎么能够有好结果呢？
Well, here's the real deal.
实际上这个计划是这样子的。
The plan will not fail because it does not depend on them.
这个大计划不会失败，因为这个大计划不是依靠这些门徒。
It does not depend on their performance.
这个计划不是依靠这些门徒的表现。
Or how well they do the program.
不依靠这些门徒在这个计划上头的一些成果。It
depends on the Lord changing their lives.
因为这个计划是依靠神他自己那个能力去改变一切。And
making them powerful people.
让他们成为有能力的一些工人。People
of impact.
让他们成为有影响力的一些工人。For
if God is with us, who can be against us?
因为神若帮助我们，谁能够抵挡我们呢？
God says to them, I will be with you always.
神说，我要与你们同在。When
my brothers and I were little, we enjoyed playing with my father's treasures in his closet.
我哥哥和我在小的时候，我们很喜欢去玩爸爸那个百宝箱里头的一些东西。You
know, it was all those junk that he can't throw away.
是一些，实在是一些垃圾，但是爸爸舍不得丢掉。
But he told us stories about why each one was so precious to him so that we would value it likewise.
爸爸常常告诉我们一些故事，解释这些东西为什么那么宝贝，他不愿意丢掉。I
had a favorite item.
我有一个最喜欢的一个小玩具。My
brothers and I, we called it the turtle shell.
我哥哥跟我的叫那个叫做乌龟壳。It
was his beat up US Army helmet. That he wore in Germany.
是我父亲的那个绿色的美国陆军的那个钢盔，是他在从军的时候在德国所用的一个钢盔。It
went through war.
他带着那个钢盔去在那个战地。And
he told us that it kept him safe from all the bullets and from all the harm.
他说那个钢盔保护他不受枪弹的伤害。And
because it was green and hard, we called it the turtle shell.
因为是绿色的，而且非常的硬，所以我们叫它乌龟壳。One
day there was a really menacing thunderstorm that knocked out our power at our home.
有一天，有一场大的风暴，那么家里头的电也停掉了。
I was probably 6 or 7 years old.
我大概是六七岁大。
Then our house became pitch dark.
我们整个房子里头一片漆黑。
I heard my family members stumble around in the dark.
我听到我的家人左碰右撞。
Then I saw some flashlights looking around and then silence.
然后我看到家人找到了手电筒，然后这个房子里一片安静。
Everyone had gone to the basement to try to reset the fuses.
因为一家人都跑到地下室里头去，想要找到那个保险丝的那个盒子，把那个线接好。
They left me behind.
然后我被留在上头。
Thunder and lightning.
外头是雷电。
Weird noises and no lights.
各式各样的杂音，没有灯光。
I was all alone.
我只是一个人在上头。
I could hear myself breathe.
我可以看到我自己怕得不得了。
I was frozen and waiting to die.
我是硬到一个地步，好像要等死一样。
Then quickly I crawled and I reached for the turtle shell.
很快的，我在爬到那个箱子百宝箱那里，找到了我父亲的那个钢盔。
I put on the turtle shell on my head. And then I sat myself in a corner snug.
我把父亲的那个龟壳戴到我的头上，我自己卷在这个角角里头坐在那里。
Seemed like a long time before anyone came.
好像是一段相当长的时间，我的家人才上来。
But I was not scared anymore.
然后我就不再觉得恐惧。
And my father came back and he turned on the lights.
我父亲上来了。把灯也打开了。
And he immediately he picked me up and hugged me and he said what he always said throughout my life, I am here now, baby.
我父亲很快地把我抓起来，把我紧紧地抱住，说小 baby, 我在这里，我在这里。
Yeah, he still called me baby when I was 40 years old.
我四十岁了，我父亲还叫我 baby。
No longer scared, I said, I know, Dad.I was wearing your turtle.
我说我不再害怕了，爸爸，我带着你的那一个龟壳，你看到吗
？I knew you were near.
我知道你在附近。
That you are here for me.
你在附近保护我。
Today in my life, I'm not afraid of much.
今天在我的生命里头没有很多值得我恐惧的事。
The presence of my heavenly Father is very felt.Because my earthly father's frequent words, I am with you.
天父的那个同在是心里头非常的清楚。我父亲，地上父亲的那些话，我在这里，我在这里，也心里头记得非常的清楚。
Even when we go out and face evil spirits on the mission field, there is no fear with the Holy Spirit covering my head.
即使在宣教的工厂里头也许会碰到那些邪灵，但是我心里头毫无恐惧，因为我知道圣灵是在我们的上头看顾我们。
And some of our former team members will tell you that I go to weird places at these mission fields, and I am unafraid.
我们这些短宣的队友就知道，我们在宣教的工厂，我们要去一些很奇奇怪怪的一些地方，但是我不太再感觉到恐惧。
And these are places where they worship evil spirits.
因为这些地方是他们在向邪灵敬拜。
Because all authority belongs to Jesus Christ.
因为天上地下所有的权柄都属于耶稣基督。
Last year on March 30th, I was with my father at his emergency room deathbed.
去年的三月三十号，我在我父亲临终的那个病房里头。
6 months before that, he lost the ability to speak.
在那之前六个月的时间，他已经失去了讲话的那个功能。
Even with no voice, yet in my memory, I heard his words loud and clear. I am with you.
即使他已经不能讲话，但是我心中可以记得清清楚楚的他那些话语。他说：“我在这里，我在这里，我永远的在这里。”
As I held my father when he was dying.And repeated those words to him, Dad, I am with you. I am here with you.
在我父亲临终的时候，我抱着我的父亲，我也告诉他，我说爸爸， 我在这里，我与你同在，我在这里与你同在。
Then he breathed his final breath and entered the presence of the Lord.
然后他最后的呼吸停止，他进到主的怀抱里。
And I still today find great comfort and strength in those words, I am with you.
直到今天，我在心中得到无比的安慰，就是每次回想到父亲的那些话语，我在这，我与你同在。
In our passage today, Jesus emphasizes a fourfold task that in the original Greek involves three participles of going, baptizing, and teaching that modifies one main imperative verb, make disciples.
今天这段经文，我们知道在原来的希腊文里头告诉我们有四层次的一个工作，是去，施洗，教导。
In other words, the main command here is make disciples.
换句话讲，这个最重要的一个训诫是要他们出去使万民做他的门徒。In
the English translation, it appears more like four different verbs: go, baptize, teach, are participial actions to support the main action. Of making disciples.
在英文的翻译里头看起来似乎是四个动词，去为他们施洗、教导他们，要他们成为门徒，似乎是四个相同的动词。
So once the main objective is clear, all the other supporting objectives are understood and placed in its proper priority.
当我们能够看清楚这个真正最主要的一个目标是使万民做他的门徒，那么另外呢三样事情是。
Over the years, I've explored this question with a lot of moms. What is your main objective as your job as mother?
许多年来，我常常碰到做母亲的，我就问他们这样的问题。那么，你做母亲的，你心中最大的一个目标在哪里？
What is your main imperative?
你心中最大的一个使命在哪里？
Some have said to love them, feed them, and provide for their needs, period.
也就是说去爱他们，去为他们，去供应他们所有的需要。
Some others said to keep them happy and safe.
有些做母亲的说我们要为他们，使他们能够高兴、快乐，让他们能够有安全。
Others say to raise someone who loves God and other people.
有一些讲我要把他们教养起来，让他们
Some say to teach them right and wrong and to be a good person in society.
也有的母亲说，我要教导他们正确的和错误的观念，我要教导他们成为社会上的一个好人。
Some claim their main imperative to be to provide academic support to help them graduate from the best college.
有些做母亲的说，我要在他的学业上头帮助他，让他从一个最好的大学毕业。And
some have honestly said to help him get married with a good wife and have their own family someday.
也有的说，我要帮助他们将来能够结婚，有一个好太太或者好先生，能够有他自己的家庭。Are
these the main imperatives?
那么这些是我们最主要的目的吗？
We have been given by God a commission to make disciples.
我们所领受到神那里来的一个大使命是去使万民做他的门徒。Christian
parents have the privilege of discipling their children.
作为基督徒的家长，我们有这么一个特权，能够在我们子女身上做门徒训练的工作。Not
that they can only have their own faith, but help other people to have faith.
不单单让我们的子女在信心上头有一些根基，也能够帮助其他的人在信心上头有一些帮助。If
our only goal is to help our children get to heaven, it's just not enough.
如果我们唯一的目标是让我们的自己的子女能够将来进天国，也许还不够。Because
I propose to you that they will not stick with their faith.
我要把这个提给你听，因为他们也许不一定能够坚持他们的信心。
Make disciples, that's the main imperative.
去万，使万民做你的门徒。
As a church, going, baptizing, and teaching is well and good, but if we lose sight of making disciples, we may not be doing much for the kingdom of God.
作为一个教会的一个立场来看，送人出去、差传人出去去教导、去施洗，非常的好。但是如果我们没有看到那个最大的目标，使万民做他的门徒，我们也许对天国还有很大的亏欠。
And as a family, all the going and doing is fine and good, but if we lose sight in building faith and things of eternal value, we may only amount to things that do not last.
作为一个家庭，如果我们只是出去进来做一些事情，也许不错。但是如果我们忽略了掉这一个在信心上的建造，在永恒里头最有价值的一些事情，也许我们对神的那个天国还有许多很多的失落。In
this passage, we also observe four alls.
那么在这一段经文里头，我们看到有四样全面涵盖的事情。
All authority has been given. Make disciples of all nations. Teach them to obey all things I have commanded. I will be with you always.
这里我们看到这个经文告诉我们，那么所有天上地下所有的权柄都已经给了主。那么耶稣要说门徒去使万民做他的门徒，然后教导他们去遵守一切主耶稣基督所 训诫的事情，然后主耶稣基督应许他们要永永远远的与他们同在。God's
approach is all encompassing.
神的那个方式是一个整体的，是一个全然性的。He
gives us his all. He desires us to love the Lord with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength.
他把他自己的一切给了我们，他要我们尽我们的心，尽力。
God our Savior, who wants all men to be saved, to come to a knowledge of the truth.
神，我们的救主，他要一切的人都能够得救，能够明白真理。Someday
a great multitude would gather from every nation, every tribe, every people, every language.
他说有一天我关键许多的人，没有人能够数算过来，是从各国各族各民各方来的。
Therefore, our approach is holistic for total life transformation, a total makeover, to invite the Lord to invade every part of our lives.
所以我们的一个方式也应该是整体性的、全面性的，能够看到一个生命完完整整的一个转换，一个完完整整的一个新生命，让他们被邀请到主耶稣基督的面前。
So if we desire to become a person of impact, or a family of impact, or a church of impact, or a youth group of impact, or a fellowship of impact, a mission team of impact, or any fill-in-the-blank there of impact.
我们可以在这个空格里头填上许多的字，我们可以让每一个人都成为一个有影响力的人，每一个家庭有影响力的家庭，每一个教会有影响力的教会，每一个青少年团契 有影响力的一个团契，每一个所有的这些团契都能够成为有影响的一个团契。Well,
Jesus has taught us after his resurrection that our commission is making disciples.
当耶稣基督复活之后，他对这些门徒的教导是说，我们的大使命是去使万民做他的门徒。Share
the message of salvation.
让我们能够分享这一个救恩的信息。
Don't wait for others to come. You go take the initiative to taking it to others.
不要等候这些人来到我们的面前，我们要自己去找到那些需要福音的人。Inspire
faith and eternal hope in all the young people in our church.
在教会里所有的年轻人身上，我们能够给他带来一些属灵的一些启发，让他们在信心上头能够建立。
If the parents are the main spiritual discipler in their child's life, I am your supporter, your support role. I am with you in that.
如果做父母的，在子女的这个门徒造就上头担任一个最主要的角色，我会在后头帮助你。
Teach them to obey the whole gospel, not just parts of it.
教导这些青少年，他们去。 去遵守所有主所教托的
Bring them to faith.
福音的一小部分.
Bring them to faith. Celebrate their baptism and support them to follow Christ. Be intentional.
在信心里头带领他们, 让他们能够受洗, 能够得救, 能够成为一个非常用心的一个工作.
Also remember that our approach is holistic. It's all encompassing.
我们的做法是整体性的, 是全面性的.
We have a Savior who has all power and all authority and yet gave all his life for us.
我们的救主他有一切的权柄, 他有一切的能力, 然而却把他自己作为一个牺牲, 为了我们的救恩, 来牺牲他自己。
Yet do we give him all our heart all the time?
我们要把我们的心完完全全地交给他。
And the kingdom of God does not have superficial borders. It includes, and we must extend ourselves to love all.
在神的国度里头没有任何人工的一些界限, 我们必须要爱神,爱所有的人。
And finally, to be that person and, or place of impact, remember that our commitment is to the Lord and to people.
最后我们要记得, 我们的一个托付是为了主,也为了人。
Do we love our children only when they comply with us and perform well and produce for us?
我们爱我们的子女是单单在他们有成就,有长进的时候,我们才爱他吗?
Or do we love them always, regardless if they fail or succeed?
或者是无论他们失败成功,我们总是永远远远地爱他们。
Do we accept them only when they comply to our demands?
我们单单地接纳他们,如果他们听我们的话。
Or what if they choose their own way?
如果他们选择他们自己的路途的话,
our commitment is to the Lord and to His will for their lives.
我们对神的一个摆上是为主也为了主的那个旨意。
In the heart of God, He has made it clear, I am with you always.
在神的心中,他把他的那个心意表达得非常清楚,我要与你们永远同在。
People are a process of growth, development, and change. Sometimes people get messy.
每一个人都在一个成长,一个发展,一个改变的一个过程里头,有的时候这个改变会非常的糟糕,非常的一团糟。
Committed to people over programs, process over product.
我们应该把我们的这个重点放在这个过程,而不单是那个成果,或者是这个节目。
We must be committed to help each other so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ, Ephesians 4:12.
所以我们必须要下定决心来彼此帮助,直到我们众弟兄能够在主的耶稣里头能够得到建造,能够合一,能够在信心上头,知识上头能够得到那个 那个合一成为神一个非常成熟的一个肢体。
This is God's love for us. I am with you.
这就是神他对我们的一个爱,我与你们同在。
When getting a phone, email, or text message that tells you terrible news or wonderful news, I am with you.
在电话里头,电子信里头,电子留言里头,无论是报忧或者是报喜的一个信息,我们要记得
When life didn't turn out as you expected and you're sure that your heartbreak can never be mended again, I am with you.
在生命里头碰到一些没有预料到的一些事情,我们的心破碎,我们不知道什么时候再得到安慰,我们要记得主要与你永远同在。
When your children are struggling to be well or happy or accepted by others and independent from you, I am with you.
当你的子女很认真地去行好,能够得到喜乐,能够被他的朋友接纳,能够独立生活,在这个时候你也要记得主要与你永远同在。
When laying down your pencil after the last answer of the SATs, or leaving a child at college for the first time, I am with you.
在你的子女最后一次 SAT 考完试之后把笔放下来的时候，当你把子女送到学校那个最后要分手的那个时候，你要记得主要与你永远同在。
When you place your weary head down on the pillow at night, whether your heart is filled with anxiety, fear or uncertainties, I am with you.
当你的心里头觉得非常的惶恐，在那里有许多的不确定的一些事情，心里充满恐惧的时候，要记得主要与你永远同在。
This is what God promises to us.
这是神对我们的应许。
This is what we take into every situation, every relationship in our lives.
这是我们要面对生活里头每一个情况，每一个关系所要看到的。
I am with you.
我要与你永远存在。
Let's pray together.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we give you praise for your wonderful presence in our lives.
主，我们要赞美你，因为你给我们生命里头这么美好的一个礼物。
Father, for all the things that we have thought about today, we place it before your throne, before your feet.
今天我们所谈到的这许许多的一些诗题，那么我们把这一切都交托在主你的手中。
Thank you that you have never left us or forsaken us.
谢谢你，你没有把我们留在地上，单独的面对这些。
Thank you for your presence and your power to live.
谢谢你，因为你与我们同在。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Please stand, 请起立。